This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Steven Soderbergh's latest and possibly last movie opens tomorrow. The director behind Aaron Brockovich and Sex, Lies, and Videotape has said he is done with big theatrical releases after this new one. Side Effects, it's called. It's about love and betrayal and the omnipotent but faceless pharmaceutical industry. It's a whole lot of drama around one little pill, as Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports from the Health Desk at WHYY.
The premise of Side Effects is simple. A young woman...
Dr. Rings, I really need to talk to you.
Emily.
Who is suicidal and desperate.
I went to your office, but you weren't there. Can we just go talk?
Is prescribed a hot new drug by her psychiatrist.
Okay, 5 minutes.
Okay.
Without giving anything away, it's safe to say this character, Emily Taylor, played by Rooney Mara, experiences a lot more than dry mouth and loss of appetite.
911, what's your emergency?
I need help! Someone's been murdered!
Side Effects is clearly intended to be more suspense story than cautionary tale about the drug industry. There are no scheming pharmaceutical executives who knowingly peddle dangerous drugs to make a profit. Instead, viewers are treated to a more subtle look at the complicated relationship between doctor, patient, and drug company. And screenwriter Scott Z. Byrne says it all begins in the doctor's office.
There are a lot of interests at play in that office. There's the interests of people who make products and doctors who are trying to make a living. It's not solely just, someone trying to heal you.
On the one hand, Byrne says you've got people in a rush to feel good.
We've almost criminalized sadness, and people want to always appear happy.
And a multi-billion dollar pharmaceutical industry eager to sell them a solution.
Depression can take away your energy and crush all of your hopes. But starting today, there's a new way to get them back. Introducing Aplixa.
Taking a page from the marketing manuals for real antidepressants like Zoloft and Prozac, the movie producers cooked up their own pretend drug, Aplixa. So you've got the drug companies, the patients. Now enter the psychiatrist, Dr. Jonathan Banks, played by Jude Law, as he seeks the best treatment for his patient.
I'm going to put you on some medication. We'll get you through this.
Banks gets advice from colleagues who have financial ties to drug makers. Banks himself has a $50,000 deal with a pharmaceutical firm. For a reality check on all this, I took a real psychiatrist with me to see the movie.
As a result of seeing this movie, I realized that even though I'm not staring the pharmaceutical company in the eye, it is someone who is always present in the minds of both me and my patients.
Mahendra Bhatti teaches clinical psychiatry at the University of Pennsylvania. Some of Bhatti's research is funded by major drug companies.
It's made me take a second look at myself and think more closely about my relationship with the pharmaceutical industry.
Movie co-producer Dr. Sasha Bardet, a psychiatrist in New York, says that's the point. Bardet hopes Side Effects gets people thinking.
Are we too dependent on these medications? Are pharmaceutical companies somehow guiding the behavior of psychiatric practitioners?
In the real world, those questions are much harder to answer than how one little pill could lead a movie character to murder. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.